Good morning, Audio Boo Land. I just thought I'd do a quick audio boo regarding my proposal to all the Spoken Sunday writers. Really, I just want to address this issue of audio boos, actually, or audio in general. I mean, in particular on audio boo, I've read the terms of service, and when you put down an audio boo, that audio boo belongs to you. People can share it on Twitter, they can share it on Facebook, they can put it on social networks, but the boo belongs to you. So for example, I can't take that recording and put it in a podcast or sell it on the iTunes store without the permission of the person who made that audio boo. So your content on audio boo belongs to you, and that's very important to understand. And I think Audio Boo have been very smart in setting it up that way, because that's the kind of problem that was facing Facebook not so long ago. I don't know if you remember, Facebook was in the news a lot about privacy issues and things like that. And of course, they've done a lot to address that. And Audio Boo have just gone straight in there and said, "Your content is your content." You know, they can't go away and make a profit from it. Somebody else can't come along and make a profit from it. So that's very important to understand. Nothing is going to happen with this idea of making Spoken Sunday a central podcast and maybe putting it on iTunes, etc., without the writers being on board. I wouldn't do that on principle. So, you know, you guys out there really have to give me permission to do it. The other thing is, I just wanted to say a few words about, I don't know really, just about sharing really, about sharing stories. You know, the fact that people have started to do the Spoken Sunday posts means that there's a willingness to want to share stories. And I think we're blessed to be able to do that. I think it's pretty awesome that we can do that these days. I think it's really brilliant that us as writers can go directly to an audience rather than having to go through a gatekeeper, which is a publisher or an agent. These days, with Twitter and social media and Facebook and all those other sites, you can start building an audience now for your work. And that's really what this idea is of taking the Spoken Sundays and making a more kind of formal podcast out of them, and an iPhone app as well. It's about finding a wider audience. It's about building an audience for your work, about building an audience for you. Because let's face it, with the Spoken Sundays, a lot of what those are about is meeting the authors. The stories are very important, of course. But to me, one of the reasons I tune in and listen to the Spoken Sundays is I hear the author's voice. I hear them. Quite often, people will introduce their work in a very informal way. And that's what I really love about it. I really wouldn't want to suddenly turn this whole thing into something that's very formal. I really want to keep Spoken Sunday the way it is. But just take that content as it exists and just make it available elsewhere. That's it, really. I don't know. Just keep throwing your comments at me about this idea. You know, the more that we talk about the idea, the more we're all going to be kind of happy about doing it. And it's something that we can all do together. You know, it's I can certainly do all the techie stuff and put a podcast together and make an iPhone app, etc. But, you know, I can't do anything without writers being on board. And also, we can't just expect to put it out there and for people to suddenly start tuning in and buying it or whatever, without us all rolling up our sleeves and starting to promote it. So nothing is going to happen without the writers being on board. Keep sending me your comments, and we'll keep discussing it, and hopefully this will really turn into a project that, you know, we can all move forward on together. All right, have a great day, everyone.